Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Jay Over, investment strategist with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of January 2025 and our current outlook. Equity markets initially declined in January as bond yields rose. A strong employment report lifted the 10-year Treasury yield to nearly 4.8%, its highest level since November 2023. The S&P 500 index reached an intra-month low of 5,773 on January 13th, falling around 5.4% from its December all-time high. Equities and bond yields found relief from an encouraging consumer price index report, which showed core prices rising slower than expected. Equities also performed strongly following the presidential inauguration, and the S&P 500 index reached a new all-time high of 6,128 on January 24th. The popular U.S. stock index registered a 2.8% return in January and rose 4.6% from its intra-month low. The 10-year Treasury yield closed January at 4.58%. Growth equities generally underperformed value equities during the month, with the Russell 1000 Value Index besting the Russell 1000 Growth Index by 2.7%. Growth giant NVIDIA saw its shares decline nearly 17% in one day as concerns emerged around chip spending for artificial intelligence. The International MSCI EAFE Index, which lagged in 2024, outperformed many domestic indices with a 5.3% return. After cutting interest rates for three consecutive meetings, the Federal Reserve made no change to the Fed funds rate during its first meeting of 2025. Tariffs in the amount of 25% were levied against Mexico and Canada, with a smaller tariff for Canadian energy, while a 10% tariff against China was assessed. It is our belief that earnings growth is a necessity for the equity bull market to continue. NVIDIA's performance over the past month illustrates that any threat to earnings growth will likely adversely impact returns. Fourth quarter earnings are underway, and results so far have been encouraging. 36% of S&P 500 companies have reported earnings. 77% of these companies have reported positive earnings surprises, and 63% have reported positive revenue surprises. Earnings estimates for the S&P 500 index in 2025 show earnings growth around 12%. Fed funds futures are pricing only 0.25% rate cuts this year. We think equities can ultimately weather a slower pace of rate cuts. While lower interest rates generally benefit equities, economic strength and earnings are more fundamental drivers of equity returns. Our portfolios maintain a slight equity overweight, but remain diversified across numerous asset classes. Tariffs will likely contribute to near-term financial market volatility, and maintaining a diversified portfolio is paramount. The impact of tariffs will not equally affect all business sectors and industries. Mid and small companies may offer some insulation from tariffs, as these companies generate more revenue domestically and have less exposure to global supply chains. Additionally, core fixed income usually provides stability during periods of equity market volatility. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.